Hey listeners, the Culture Commentary Podcast is intended for mature audiences and may contain language or subject matter that is sensitive to some listeners. Please be advised, and thank you for listening. Here we go. What's up, Cultured Fam? Welcome back to another episode of Culture Commentary. I'm your host, Christian the Cultured Queen, and I know it's been a minute. It's been a while. I know that we got into Women's History Month. We did real good with the daily episode thing, and then we fell off. Because if there's one thing that I continue to be, even in all my slayage, even in being out here trying to do my best, I'm still human, so I'm still imperfect, and yeah, some of y'all might be wondering, well, girl, what happened? You was doing so good. Excuse my voice. My allergies are kicking my ass currently. Yes, I was doing so well, but I had to take a break and step back from the daily podcast as well as some other stuff because sis was out here trying to secure the bag, and the bag is now secured. And I would just like to thank my lucky stars, the universe, God, all the people who got me to where I'm at right now, for everything that each of them instilled in me so that I could go out here and talk my good stuff and advocate for myself in ways that I haven't in a very long time. And as I said, secure the bag. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag. Amen. A wise group of women once said, name it, and claim it. It's yours for the asking. And I asked, and I received. And yeah, in order for that to happen, everything else had to take a backseat for a couple weeks. Because listen, anybody who has been through the job search process, the application process, the interview process, you know it is a whole ordeal. Your mind has to be right. You have to be on your toes and on top of your stuff. And so, in respect to all of that and the goal that I set to get myself something new, I had to focus most of my attention on that this month, but it's still been a great Women's History Month. It's been nice to see all of the movies and TV shows and conversations happening about different women in history. Just today, I paid homage to one of my favorite singers in the game, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. If you don't know, and if you haven't checked it out, Amazing Grace on Hulu is a, basically it's a taped concert that she did at a church in 1971. And that concert recording ended up being the best-selling gospel album of all time. I watched that today. I plan on watching the Aretha Franklin series by Genius that's currently playing on National Geographic Channel, but the reruns are also on Hulu. And yeah, I mean, that's where I've been. So as the title indicates, because I have taken pause from my original goal for the month in lieu of pursuing another one that's arguably just as, if not even more important, you know, I just wanted to come stop by and check in, touch base, tell y'all how I'm doing. I'm doing well. Like I said, I know that my voice sounds real crazy, but it is allergy season here in the KY, here in the Ohio Valley. And any of us who are from here know the extent of what that means. It's just, what a time to be alive. This time last year, I didn't know if I had corona, if it was just my normal allergy flare up. And thank God it was the latter. And here we are again. So yes, I've been dealing with that all week, but we gonna power through. Nonetheless, that's basically what's going on with me. Just, you know, sis stays busy with all my different affiliations and responsibilities, but I also wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm going to go right on into the next segment, which is what's on my mind. And actually, I mean, I guess that what's going on and what's on my mind are kind of melded this time. Listen, we are still in the middle of the personal pan pizza, the panoramic, the panic at the disco, the pantyhose, whatever you like to call it, the pandemic. Those are some of my favorites. The Polaroid. Pan-seared tilapia was a good one. I saw that on Instagram the other day. I also enjoy that one. Anyways, we're still here. Vaccines are rolling out. There's been a lot of talk about whether people trust the vaccine or not, whether people are interested in getting it or not. The hoteps and conspiracy theorists are having a field day, as expected. Let's see, this time last year, they were running a marathon about COVID being tied to 5G, and now they're running a marathon about the vaccine causing people to grow six heads. I mean, I ain't gonna say I haven't seen that actual argument, but hoteps gonna hoteps. I respect it. I'm one of the people considering getting the vaccine. I don't like shots in general. And when I heard that Johnson & Johnson had a version that was only one vaccine, you didn't have to do the back and forth thing, I was attracted to that. But I've also read up on some of the stats of the Johnson & Johnson shot, and I'm leaning more toward one of the other ones. I am appreciative of the work that's being done here in my hometown and other cities across the country by people who look just like me to ensure that people who look like me have access to the shots. What has been disheartening and downright disgusting in my city is the number of instances I've heard about in which non-melanated people are going to melanated neighborhoods that they otherwise avoid at all costs and draw all kind of negative opinions about. And they're pretending that it's their turn for the shot, and it's not. And so, that is terrible, but people gonna do what they do. I'm still grateful to all the churches and the medical partnerships that are happening around towns to ensure that people who traditionally have issues getting equitable access to care and to things like this do indeed have methods and ways to get the vaccine should they choose to. So that's great. As far as, my thoughts on the vaccine, like everybody else, I'm tired of being in the house. I'm ready to go outside. And that's really what's got me leaning towards probably going ahead and getting it. I'm also a caregiver. I've talked about that before. I'm a friend, a family member, a sister, and I want to be able to see the people I love without having to worry as much. Now, I will say, those who are out here talking about you don't have to wear a mask anymore, y'all are out of y'all rabbit ass minds. I will be masked up until further notice, until some numbers actually go down significantly. I'm not about to be out here maskless. I'm gonna be vaccinated and with my mask on. Double protection ain't never hurt nobody. But yeah, if you're thinking about getting the vaccine, what I suggest, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I'm not gonna be one of those people who advocates for or against it. What I recommend that you do is do your own research. Go look up the shots, look up what's available, look up what is trying to break into the market, and just, take a fine-tooth comb and go through those side effects, go through your own personal risk factors, go through any medical issues or challenges that you deal with, and figure out what decision makes the most sense for you and yours. And ultimately, that's all any of us can do. I'm not gonna sit here and judge anybody for running to get the vaccine. I'm gonna try my best. I'm not gonna try my best. I'm not gonna judge anybody who chooses not to get it. But at the same time, if you are someone who chooses not to get it for your own personal preference or reasons, don't be out here trying to talk stuff about people who do get it. Like, none of these decisions are easy for any of us in this season of life. Just let people do what they do. And we're all trying to do our best. And that's really all any of us can ask. What else is going on? This week has been full of the Derrick Jackson debacle. For those who don't know, Derrick Jackson is the self-proclaimed relationship guru who has made a reputation and living off of social media videos in which he rides out terrible men. Men who cheat, men who disrespect women, men who stick the D in people that are not their wives. And this week, he also is the man who sat down with his wife in her hat bonnet, looking like she needs to blink twice for help, but probably won't, even if she really is in need of help. No shade, I'm just saying. He sat there holding her hand and, you know, admitted to doing all the things he's written up men for. He has cheated on this woman for the entirety of their relationship, from what I hear. Because I did not watch the video myself. I was just like, trigger's gonna trick, niggas gonna nick. Anyway, I did not watch the video. I've seen clips, I have seen screenshots, but essentially, I've heard the synopsis is that he admitted to being a serial cheater for the entirety of the relationship. I saw something about he brought one of the women or some women or something. Somebody was up in his marital bed that was not his wife. And to me, that is just the ultimate disrespect. Like, if you out here throwing it on somebody else that ain't your wife, that's already bad enough. But you're going to bring the chick to your house and screw her where you lay your head with your wife? Like, that's just a different type of dirty. And then I think for me, what's been the most disturbing in all of this is just watching his wife. I combed through her Instagram the other day a little bit after I saw some friends talking about how much of a train wreck it was. And I wasn't going there for entertainment. I was just going there for clarity to, one, hear her side of things. And she made her own video by herself, you know, talking about the situation. And I only made it through about 2.5 minutes of that because she strikes me very much as one of those women who has been reared her entire life in churches where women are taught to accept BS for men because that's what God has for them, or that God gives his toughest soldiers the greatest battles and all that BS, which, don't get me wrong, in the proper context, that can be true, but I don't believe that my God, it sets me up with anybody to be mistreated or mishandled. And according to how God and, you know, the Bible talks about love, what is outlined as proper love, I'm pretty sure that he doesn't want any of his daughters, so to speak, to be out here being mistreated and just disrespected. And I know for sure that he's against adultery, so, you know, there's that as well. But she strikes me as one of those women who's just brainwashed in the whatever church world she grew up in. Like, sis had a throwback of from her purity ceremony. And in the caption, she talked about how on July something, 2007, she made a vow to God to wait until marriage and save herself. And little did she know that vow would be broken involuntarily when she was taken advantage of and blah, 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 blah. And the fact that people had to come in her comments and be like, honey, if something happened to you, that's rape. If it was involuntary, first and foremost, the vow between you and God is not broken if somebody took advantage of you and violated you. She talks about things like, I'm using her wording here. She has several posts alluding to her belief that she killed, quote, her father at 12 years old, when she in fact did not kill her father. What it is, she had a very tough conversation with her father when she was 12. And, you know, she told her truth about how she felt, about how it seemed to her that he loved her siblings more than her. He put more time in with her siblings than he did with her. And she just felt slighted and like he didn't love her the same. And that hurt his feelings. It seems that he apologized for that. And it was a tough conversation that, you know, he felt bad after. Well, a couple weeks passed, and about 2 weeks later, she got the news that her father died. So she's carried or had carried this immense sense of guilt for, you know, almost 2 decades around, when in reality, she had no control over her father's demise. No child does. And there's people, you know, in the comments trying to explain that to her. But overall, you know, going through her page, is a lot going on there. And you can tell that intense therapy is needed. Me personally, I agree with another podcast host I listened to who said that she's one of those people that would probably most benefit from non-religious therapy because those of us who have been in church communities know that there are therapists that are not tied to any certain religious affiliation. And then there are preachers and evangelists and people with roles in ministry who also try to life coach or be therapists in a ministry setting as well, or try to give spiritually guided therapy. And I don't think that she needs that. I think she could really benefit from a step out of that world a little bit to see reality for what it is. Because I'm sorry, baby girl, your husband cheating on you for the entirety of your relationship before and after y'all was married, the devil didn't make him do that. The devil didn't make him do nothing. Derrick Jackson chose to do that. And I'm just not here for the whole blaming it on the devil and the enemy this and the enemy that. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. The enemy didn't whisper in his ear. The enemy didn't pull his leash in a certain direction. The enemy didn't do any of that. If we're truly going to talk about believing in God, God gave man, aka humans, the power of choice. So any place that we find ourselves, we made choices to get ourselves there, unless it is a traumatic situation in which something bad is being done to us or something bad is happening. Like, it's totally out of our control. But for the most part, you know, we have the power of choice, and his choices led him to disrespect you incessantly. And I'm sorry, I could not sit next to that Doberman Pinscher looking sir holding his hand and holding him down and not with my hat bonded on. It just could not be me. It literally could not. Those of you who follow me on Instagram saw what I reposted yesterday. A good wise woman from TikTok put it so eloquently when she said,
"I'd rather drag my bare coochie across the gravel in 103 degree weather and then wipe it off with a fucking cactus than hold a nigga's hand on live as he tells the whole world he's cheated on me in third person." The gall.
Period, sis. Me too. Shout out to Jasmine's Garden 23 on TikTok for that one. I cannot agree more. I wish I would. And y'all, I know I have a varied audience. Anybody offended by the language, excuse me. Sorry, but it needed to be said. Couldn't be me. And I know there will be some who will be like, you know, it's easy to say what you would or wouldn't do from the outside. You're right, it is. But the reason why I have been single for as long as I have is because I refuse to have anybody's stupid ass son out here making me look stupid. I'm sorry. You're not about to. No. And then two, I respect myself too much to allow someone to disrespect me. Now, I know that some people will take the angle of, well, you can't just break up when you in a whole marriage with somebody. You took vows and you supposed to be in it for sickness and health, richer for poor and all of that. Honey, listen, that's all well and good. That's true. But he cheated on her for the entirety of their existence as a thing. Added to that, he has made a reputation for himself based on the fact that he reads his own self for filth. Because all this time he's portrayed and acted like he's reading all these other men for filth who don't know how to act and acting like he's got it all together. And meanwhile, sir, you've been reading yourself. No wonder you done named yourself the relationship guru. Hell, you've been speaking from personal experience this whole time. Had material for days, apparently. I'm sorry. My hope for his wife is that she wakes up. I want to know personally where her village is, because I know that for me, I have a village of men and women in my life, friends, family, sisters, cousins, the whole nine, who would call me clean TF out if I found myself in a situation like that. Or, you know, not for a guy's transgressions. They wouldn't blame me for that, but they would definitely be like, girl, why are you still sitting here? What's going on? You need to come on. You deserve better. And I want to know where those people are for her. Like, does she not have that kind of circle of people around her? Does she not have those kind of people in her life to support her and tell her the hard truths? Or at least, you know, be there to try to guide her into something where she's not being treated like that. And no, I'm an audience member just like y'all. I don't live with them people. I don't know them people. I didn't even know Derek was married until maybe a year ago when he posted an a photo from their wedding the year prior for their anniversary. I surely did not know the man was a father, and they have multiple children, which is also telling to me. Like, when you go to her page, she's got pictures of him and her throughout the years here and there. She's got pictures of their children. He ain't got none of that. He's built a brand off of his hypocritical ass advice as if he's a single man, which is wild to me. And then to add insult to injury, he turns around and does one of his famous split screen videos talking to himself in the third person next to the video of him and his wife. Child, please get on somewhere. So yeah, I don't do the whole cancel. I don't embrace the term cancel culture. I don't. But this is somebody that, you know, I stopped following Derek like that a long time ago. This just solidifies that for me. I started out being kind of a Derek fan back in the early days, but then, like, he stopped hitting the mark for me. And I was just like, yeah, no. And, you know, certain people just come off like, why you on a high horse like this? I don't know. I just got to a point where I didn't agree. I disagreed with more of his statements than I agreed with. So I went ahead and took a backseat to fandom. But yeah, ultimately, I just hope that his wife gets the help she needs, because he seems like a narcissist. The vibes do not appear to be good from over there. He don't seem right. She don't seem right. Heavy therapy is needed on all sides, it seems. And yeah, somebody unearthed a video of him talking about why you treating this woman bad. Another man could be treating her good, sir. Talk to yourself. That's all I got. Thoughts and prayers to Mrs. Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. On to other things that are going on in the world. Moneybag Joe done came through with another stimmy. Really, Congress came through, to be honest. He just signed the shit. But we appreciate you, Joe, nonetheless. Joe took a tumble 3 different times in the same travel up the steps to Air Force One. Poor baby. He's tired. So thoughts and prayers to his knees and his ankles and shins, too, because they might have got a little scraped up. Nevertheless, Joe, we appreciate the stimulus. Those who qualify for it do. Those who did not qualify have a whole lot to say. Please have several seats. Those who did qualify and have something to say, y'all can have even more seats, because I don't see y'all sending your check back to the Treasury. I don't see y'all clicking return to sender, reverse the payment. But y'all got a lot to say. Also, I would like to give a hearty what the hell are y'all doing to all of the folks of melanated descent, I assume. I shouldn't generalize, but I know how we are. I love my people. I know my people. But you mean to tell me that y'all got stimmies and bought every bottle of Douce in this city? Really? Really? I was headed out last weekend real quick. I was just going to go get me a little, you know, I have a bar cart in my house, y'all. So I like to keep it stocked, even though don't nobody be over here. And I don't even drink like that. But I do say it's one of my favorites. So I like to keep a bottle on the shelf for when I'm feeling a little frisky or I'm feeling like I need a little sip, a little taste. I was going to pick that up at the store. I went to a Caucasian area of town. Well, I didn't purposely go there for that, but I happened to be in the area. They have a nice spirit shop, if you will. So I stopped through. I knew something was up when I went to the case and there was a lack of abundance in liquor of the brown variety, which never happens. The second red flag was that there was a little handwritten sign taped on the shelf where my drink of choice usually resides that said limit of 1. I'm like, who in the world is coming through here to buy this specific drink enough for y'all to have a sign limiting people? I mean, I only want 1 anyway, but really? Limits? And then I look on the shelf and everything's wiped out except for like the top shelf of the top shelf Remy. And I wasn't there to make an investment. I was there to get the $50 bottle I usually get and leave. And I was informed that they were sold out. I went to two other shops and was promptly also informed that they were sold out. The third of which, my brother from across the water said, ma'am, there's a shortage of Douce everywhere. We probably won't restock for a few weeks. A few weeks? A few weeks? Sir? Yes, my voice is dead jacked. I'm sorry. Once again, I say to my people, how dare y'all? How dare y'all just go out here? I mean, spend your stimmy on what you want. Don't get me wrong. But really, y'all couldn't leave me one? Shame. Dishonor. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow. Anyway, I'm going to be okay. But yeah, the stimulus memes have been hilarious. I have had many a mighty good cackle off of them. The fact that y'all really put cornrows and face tats and grills and chains and all that on decrepit looking Joe Biden has sent me the hell out of here on more than one occasion. But I've also enjoyed every bit of it. I appreciate the stimmy. For those of us who are young and stacking and trying to set ourselves up, or, you know, who have financial goals we're trying to hit, I encourage y'all to, you know, treat yourself a little bit if you have the means to do so. First and foremost, use your stimulus to pay your bills. If you've been needing help with that, if you've been struggling with that, if you've let a few things slide because of the provisions put in place to accommodate for the pandemic and people's hardship, pay some of that stuff down or off if you can. Keep your bills caught up as much as possible. Don't be out here trying to splurge and then, because eventually, whenever the pandemic ends, y'all, even all those things they've been giving us passes on, like late fees, like not paying certain things, not cutting people off, not evicting people, you're still going to owe a balance at the end of all this. So if you haven't paid your stuff since last year, or you know you had to take a few months off, if that's what you had to do, that's certainly totally understandable. But if you've had the choice and you just been opting to bail out instead of taking care of your bills, I truly encourage you to put a little something on those, because I don't want that to come back and bite anybody. And I think it's going to be a rough time for folks in that boat. So do your best to be responsible, take care of you and yours. But also, you know, if you have the means, you're good, you don't have to pay nothing off or down with it, you know, definitely treat yourself a little bit, but make sure you reserve a little something on the side too. You know, slide a little something in your savings account. If you ain't got a savings account, slide a little something in your secret drawer or in your closet or in between the mattress or whatever your hiding place of choice is. Coffee can, bread box, whatever. It's real old school. Some of y'all like bread box. Yes, girl, bread box. Look it up. But no, definitely, you know, be grateful for the stimulus. It's definitely helping a lot of people. Make sure to educate yourself about all of the provisions that are under the American Rescue Plan. I think that's what it's called. Because there's other stuff in there too. It's not just the stimulus. There are things dictating how the homeless or unhoused population can obtain a stimulus, even if they don't have a bank account. There is, you know, legislation in there about all sorts of things. And, you know, it's truly, it's not perfect, of course. Nothing ever is. But I think that there are definitely some really intentional strides being made to try to help people and give people a break as much as possible. So take a look. And like I said, you know, just be smart with your money. Do what you need to do. The Grammys were just last week, I believe. I talked about already, you know, Beyonce made some history as well as her daughter. It seemed like a great night for women, especially, you know, some of our favorite black women in music and black stars in music, period. Super happy for everybody's achievements, proud of everybody. I still have not watched the WAP performance. I have heard all kinds of things about it. I'm not going to comment on it because I haven't seen it. I plan to check it out. I might have more on that later. But one thing I do want to mention. So Silk Sonic, I think is what they're calling themselves. It's the pair known as Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. Their song, Leave the Door Open, goes. All my fellow young aunties that like all the 80s and 90s, auntie music, 70s too, the soul, it definitely taps into that. I mess with it heavily. It doesn't have a hold on my spirit the way that Hotels by Jasmine Sullivan does, because Hotels has been in heavy rotation since it came out, even to this day. I listen to that thing. Well, I guess I've broken my streak of listening to it once a day, because I definitely listen to it once a day for at least a month and a half or two. I'm not quite listening to it daily, but I still hit it several times a week. And when I hit it, I usually listen to it from end to end. Yeah, I won't tell y'all what my favorite selection is, because I don't need y'all to judge me. But anybody who's listening to it probably just guessed. So there's that. Anyway, moving on, because we got to move on. Trying to think. Oh, Harry and Meghan. Let's talk. Let's talk about the Duke, or I guess former Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So there has been a lot of commentary since Oprah's exclusive interview aired with them a couple weeks ago. I still have not made it back to watch the first 20 minutes of the interview, which I missed, but I did catch all of the rest of it. And in the words of Daveed Diggs as Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton, my God, like, the tea was piping hot, honey. A lot of people have come out and said that they are not surprised about Meghan's, you know, talks, her claims that she experienced microaggressions and racism. A lot of people have come out saying things like, are y'all really surprised that the British monarchy and the institution of the British monarchy is racist when it's founded, it's based on colonialism? No, nobody in their right mind is surprised that them fools are racist. First of all, anybody who has done any sort of reading up on the royal family, especially when we get into their lineage and some of their ancestors that are no longer here. Yes, racism is real with the British crown, always has been. The British crown, I don't think, would be as successful and long-lasting as it was had it not been for the role of racism, first of all. If we want to get real, real. Yes, Britain has colonialized many countries, pumped out their resources, degraded their lands, you know. They're a commonwealth of colonized countries where people were minding their business, and then here came the Europeans, the Brits, and they were like, oh, this is mine now. Thanks, fam. And yeah, so duh. Yes, they're racist. We knew that. I will also add that there is a long legacy, especially when we get into conversations about Meghan's claims that a family member asked Harry or said something to Harry about what color Archie would be when he was born. I'm not surprised by that either. I think that what surprised people is that they actually admitted that publicly. I will say that I have my guesses about who said it. My guess is that it was either Charles or William. So I've told y'all before on this show, I went through a period where I was kind of obsessed with the royals, or at least not with them as people, but learning about the monarchy, because I live in America. We have a democratic republic. We don't have monarchs, obviously. I don't know what that's like. And I also know that Queen Elizabeth doesn't have a ton of power. They are a constitutional monarchy. They have a parliament that functions as a legislative body, and they have a prime minister, and the monarch is there semi-symbolically. You know, she has roles and duties, but as far as like lawmaking and stuff like that, that she doesn't do that. So I went through this period where, you know, I wanted to look up stuff about them and learn more. So, and as such, I also am a big fan of the show The Crown, and that has been eye-opening about some of the things Queen Elizabeth has dealt with under her reign, some of the crises she has had to navigate, some of the things she's been faced with, some of the criticism she's received about her style of leading the country, or even just the way she carries herself. And this past season of The Crown, the most recent, covers the Charles and Diana era, which most 90s babies, we've heard it talked about retrospectively. Most of us don't remember all of that unfolding, or we weren't born for it. But Charles is a sack of crap. I'm trying to really calculate my words here because I'm trying not to be as vulgar as I could be. Because y'all know, y'all who know me know that I'm like bilingual in English, well, trilingual in English, sarcasm and profanity. But I'm trying to act like I have some sense on here. Charles was terrible to Diana. And though many people, you know, have seen, it seems like from the outside looking in, William might take after Charles a lot, whereas Harry has always, always seemed to take after his mother in terms of personality and passion and philanthropy and everything else. And, you know, the British monarchy also has a history of weird, strained relationships and treatment of the firstborn son versus the second. The firstborn son, of course, in the line of succession, if born to the heir of the throne, is going to be in line for the throne directly. As soon as he starts having kids like William did, his younger brother gets knocked down a few notches. So, you know, I say all of this to say I have no doubt about any of the things Meghan talked about experiencing. I will not be one of those people who judges her because she is a mixed woman. And, you know, there have been people talking about how, oh, well, she got treated like she was black for the first time, or all that passing for white, or because she was a light-skinned biracial woman, she didn't experience this, and it was a culture shock to her. I mean, and she even admitted that she didn't expect to go through what she went through. But I don't think that makes it right, and I don't think that it makes it right for us to discount what she went through and what she talks about feeling, especially being that she got to the point of being suicidal. That's never okay. And me personally, after becoming more versed in that family's history, how they've treated second-born children, how they have treated people in their family who wanted to marry either regular people or people who were divorced back in the day when that was really taboo, or even just people who had their own identities before marrying into the family, they just do not have a history of treating people like that well. And Harry and Meghan check several of those boxes. You know, I'm glad to hear him say that they have a fairly amicable relationship with Her Majesty the Queen. That's great. But, you know, I'm also proud of Harry for doing what he needed to do to protect his wife and his children and his family. And I would argue that he's largely fueled by the fact that he remembers what his mother went through. And what struck me in the interview with Oprah is when he even said, you know, they will be fine. His mother left with what his mother left him. And he has a feeling that she knew he was going to need it. Like, that is different. I encourage y'all to go watch some of those Diana interviews. Like, they drove that woman to be a raging bulimic. Charles was, like, I'm not calling Charles out of his name for no reason. That man was so dirty. He was sleeping with Camilla before he met Diana. He dated Diana's sister for a bit. Then they met and he, you know, got with her. He, in many ways, was pushed to marry Diana because she was the quote-unquote right choice. She was a virgin. She was young. I think that they thought she was impressionable. She would just get in and sit down and shut up and do what she was told. Little did they know, Diana was that chick. And Diana had a personality of her own and passions and goals. And that just didn't mesh with Charles and his bachelor-ass lifestyle. Like, they wanted Diana to sit back and shut up and just deal with whatever BS he put her through. And she wasn't with it. I wouldn't be with it either. Anytime you and your girl, your little mistress or your little girlfriend that you had before me, you trying to have me be friends with her and have lunch with her, and she talking about y'all nicknames for each other, and I'm finding jewelry that you bought for her that's inscribed to her, she's buying you stuff, you move me into a mansion that is, or an estate that is a rock throw from where she lives with her man and kids, and y'all sneaking off for weekends to knock boots and carrying on and in riding clubs together so that y'all can knock boots and everybody knows it. Nah. No. So, you know, those are some of the reasons why Diana was like, screw all of y'all. Yes, I'm divorcing the Prince of Wales and I don't care. Purit. And it's sad, you know, like how things ended for her. A lot of people speculate that the crown has something to do with Diana's passing. So fast forward to 2021, her son, her youngest son, Harry, and his wife are going through all of this disgusting scrutiny, both within the family. The British press tore that woman to shreds and bits and pieces all the time, using clearly racist rhetoric. You know, when I love how they did the headline comparisons. When Meghan was captured doing this, some of the same exact stuff Kate had been photographed doing. Kate's headlines were glowing remarks and cute and just, you know, lauding her femininity and beauty and whatever. And then they just would tear Meghan up. Like the one that stood out the most to me had to do with I think she was eating avocado toast or something while she was pregnant. And these fools done put the whole like talking about how her eating avocado toast was harmful to the environment or aiding in some sort of environmental just destruction. Bruh, for real. But when Kate did it, it was all cute and health conscious. Okay, girl. Yeah, Meghan and Harry, it's a lot. It's a lot to unpack. I could be here all night trying to explain the ins and outs. I encourage y'all to go watch it for yourselves and see. But ultimately, I am proud of them for doing what needed to be done to preserve themselves, their health, and their safety. And I will forever stand a king. You know, I know Harry's a prince, but he's a king in my book because he did what he needed to do for his woman and his family, and I applaud. Right, so I've been here for a while. That's basically the high points of what's been going on with me, what's on my mind. I'm gonna take a quick break right here to go get a sip of water, and I will be right back for the last segment of the show. Hang tight. What's up, listeners? If you are enjoying what you're hearing so far, I want you to take a moment and rate, comment, and subscribe to the show. Let me know what you enjoy. Let me know what you want to hear more of. Any and all feedback is welcome. Y'all know how I do. I can't fix it if y'all don't tell me it's broke. So, thank you once again for listening. Back to the end of the show. Let's wrap it up. Okay, y'all. So while I'm sitting here minding my little black business, recording my podcast, I hear my neighbors walking upstairs and I'm reminded of something. Y'all, let me just take a moment to vent for a second, okay? Y'all know we family, so I can do this. You know what I hate? I hate when you be minding your little business in your apartment of choice on the bottom floor where you can hear everybody walking, everybody playing their Masego before they get to frolicking and playing upstairs, everybody laughing and kikiing and all of that before they get to rolling in the sheets and stuff on the weekends. And you don't say nothing because we all grown and you know how to mind your business. But then when your cat has a bit of a mishap and does something he shouldn't, and you get hurt, I guess overheard getting on him about it, all of a sudden you wake up to a noise complaint on your door. You know, that's what I don't mess with at all. Like, I just be here minding my business, chilling. I don't let some things slide. Y'all be up there smoking on the balcony, and I'm a whole asthmatic. And I don't be saying nothing. I don't. I leave y'all alone. Why? Cause you grown. But y'all gonna come down here with a noise complaint on me? Okay. Apartment living is ghetto when it wants to be. Yes, you don't have to pay for repairs. But if your building is anything like mine, it looks cute, it's spacious, but the windows are trash because they're original and the duct work is questionable and some of the plumbing is as well. You know, I could go on for days. I could, but I'm not going to because that's not what y'all was here for. I just needed to let that out because, you know, I just find it funny or whatever that I got a noise complaint and y'all upstairs walking out hard like y'all walking the line with Johnny Cash. But I digress. Woosah. Anyway, now that I'm done reading people for filth with a straight face, as per usual, I would like to get on to our final segment of the show, which is what's coming up. Listen, only God knows. That's it, and that's all. It's really all I got. Listen, I start my new job in a couple weeks. Like I said, I am just basking in the ambiance of securing the bag. which has been long overdue. And if y'all only knew, like, y'all have heard me complain on here, but if you only knew what my friends knew, I am grateful just overall that the last year would knock me down so that I could reset and come back raging and taking what belongs to me. And now I get to walk into something new that's going to be refreshing. It's going to be full of new challenges and new experiences that I've never had before. But for the first time in about 4 years, I'm finally going to be feeling like I'm being paid my worth. And I'm also going to be feeling like I'm doing something that is in alignment with my skill set and what I'm able to do and what I should be doing. So I'm just really excited for all the learning that's going to come with that. And, you know, I'm continuing to look forward to the future. We are coming towards the end of the first quarter of 2021. And I said that I was hitting this road this year blazing, with guns blazing, and I have done that. And, you know, even in doing so, I've been reminded that I'm still human and that I have to do human things like take breaks, and I have to do human things like sleep, that I can't do it all, and that's okay. But that even if I fall off with my goals for one reason or another, every day that I wake up is a new opportunity to pick up and continue on. So some of y'all might have seen on my Instagram, I was trying to walk a mile a day all month long. That has been real up and down. And I've accepted the fact that if I can't complete that goal, which I won't because I haven't walked probably in the last week and a half, but to be honest, but even if I don't complete that original goal that I set, the fact that I got up this month and I moved around and did more physical activity than I have in a long time still is worth something. And I'm trying to get myself out of the mindset of scrapping something just because I didn't do it perfectly, or discounting the effort that I made towards something just because I might have fallen off, or, you know, I might not have completed it as seamlessly or flawlessly as I hoped to. There's still value in the fact that I did something that I wasn't doing before. And so if you found yourself in that situation, y'all know I love to leave y'all with an encouraging word. Just allow yourself to be human. Allow yourself to be exactly who, what, and where you are. Give yourself some grace. And sometimes it's okay to be okay with the fact that you're doing better than you were, even if you're not doing the best that you can just yet, or even if things get in the way that force you to change your original plan or your original course of action. Just adapt and keep going. And that's the word that I'm going to leave y'all with today. And that's the word that I'm going to try to internalize in these last days going forward in March. I'm not going to sit here and commit to finishing out the month of Women's History Post. I am going to try to figure out something to do for the end of the month to make sure I end the month strong and commemorate, you know, women in history. I believe today was Equal Pay Day, if I'm not mistaken. But nevertheless, you know, we know that history will not be what it is without women, and certainly without Black women and women of color. If you noticed, when I was doing the series, I was focusing mainly on Black and brown women because I think that the world does a great job of telling white women's history and the story of white women's role in world history. We don't always do as great a job uplifting those Black and brown women who have been just as, if not even more impactful. So I hope that you will take a listen to some of the episodes I posted earlier this month. Take a look on my Instagram at culturecom_pod to see, you know, some quotes by those women and their beautiful photos. And yeah, if there's anybody that you want to learn more about specifically or that you want to hear me discuss, please leave a comment or shoot me a DM and I'll be happy to accommodate. All right, y'all. I'm going to get on out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me check in with you. Make sure you check in with me. Let me know if you're good. And if you're not, you know where I'm at. All right. Talk to y'all later. Bye. Hey there, Culture Fam. If you love what you heard today, make sure you rate, comment, and subscribe to the show. Follow me on Instagram at culturedcompod. That's KULTUREDCOMM_POD. Head over to theculturequeen.com to catch up on past blog posts and subscribe there. And for any other suggestions, comments, or inquiries, hit me up at theculturequeen@gmail.com. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Peace, blessings, and love to you all. Stay cultured. Thanks.